In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday, the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Tut, is telling us the famous story about the sinful woman who came uninvited to the house of Simeon the Pharisee, and then we all know how she expressed her love and her repentance by washing the Lord's feet with her tears, and how she anointed his feet with the fragrant oil. And in this occasion, actually, you notice something. The readings of the church in the beginning of the year are all like cornerstones things in the teaching of the church. What exactly the church wants to tell us today from this reading of this blessed Sunday. This woman, actually, if we look at her carefully, we find that there were many issues of fear that could have hindered her from gaining the forgiveness of her sins. Fear is always a major obstacle that hinders many people from going and gaining all of these blessings by meeting with the Lord. And one of these fears, the first fear she was able to overcome, is the fear of being rejected by the people. When Simeon the Pharisee saw her, the first thing that came to his mind, what this woman is doing here. And I think if the Lord allows him maybe few minutes without talking and rebuking him, he would have asked his servants to maybe cast this woman away because she is defiling his house. It was something actually very bold from the woman that she overcome her fear, what the people are going to say about me. Maybe she had a discussion at the door with the servants to allow her to come in. She was not invited at all. The people, the Pharisees at that time, they feel defiled if they are touched or they have someone like this woman in their house. So this woman, in order to come and to enter the house with this bold, actually she overcame a great sum of fear. And the same fear applies also to some of us, to being rejected by the people. We want always to be similar like the people around us. We fear to feel like we are different. So the people, whenever they talk about things which is immoral or does not fit even what we learned to be, we feel like if I say that I am different, this something is scary. People will reject me. They will separate me. They will say that I am a person who is not normal. This sense of fear from being rejected by the people hinder many, many people from following the Lord with a full heart and dedicated heart. You remember something happened which is very strange. At the time when Adam and Eve ate from the forbidden tree, what happened is, what came to their mind to cover was what? They covered their loins, which is very strange. They did not cover their hands by which they took the forbidden tree. They did not cover their mouth that ate from the forbidden tree. But they covered their loins where they felt they are different from here. It is very hard to feel like I am different from the people around me. It is very hard to say that here where I stand, this is whom I am, and then even if I am rejected by you for the sake of being acceptable by God, I don't care. It is not easy. It needs a great, actually, sum of boldness to be able to say that here what I believe, even if I'm going to reject it by the people. So the first fear that this woman was able to overcome is the fear of being rejected by the people around her. The second issue or matter of fear that she was able to overcome as well is the fear of a change and the inability of being committed to the new life. They say that the only person who likes to change is a wet infant. Of course, because he feels troubled and he wants to change his napkin. But the people usually, they find it difficult and they find something fearsome that they go and ask for a change. Maybe I want to change, but actually I'm afraid to do so. I'm afraid that I will not be able to be committed to a new life. It is something which is annoying a lot of people. They have a desire to change. It is inside their heart. They come to the church for the sake of being better. But when it comes to action, they do not do anything. I wanted to wash my sins, but I am afraid that I will have to go and will sit with my father of confession. This is very embarrassing. I cannot take this. I cannot live with it that I will be exposed before my father of confession and say that I have done this and this. It's the fear of a change that many people, they come to the church over and over and over. They attend services for years, but unfortunately, they never come to learn the truth, being able to change because simply they are afraid to change. I don't feel like maybe I cannot make it. This woman, when she came, actually, it's very hard of thinking that she will change from being a harlot, a sinful woman known in the city, into being a person who is a saint, or following the Lord with his heart, her heart. I don't think she thought many about her ability, or what can I do? Otherwise, she wouldn't dare to do it. Maybe I think she thought so much about what he can do for her, how he can change her, how can he help her to change. If we focus on what we can do, what we are able to do, what we learn it to do, we will never be able to change. If we focus on him, what he can do for us, how he can raise a dead man from the dead, even if after he dies by 4 days, then the fear of a change will be not as great. The third issue of fear that this woman overcame was the fear of being unable to survive after giving up her defiling job. Her income, her money, the way she makes her living is by doing this sin of being a harlot. How many times people, they know that they are doing something wrong in their work. Maybe they are trading something which is not good. Maybe they are dealing with their customers by a way which carries some form of cheating and manipulation. But they think that if I quit doing this, how can I survive? This is how I gain my income. The fear from being unable to survive, the fear of being not secured enough in the future, hinder many people from a change. This woman, the only job she can practice, she learned it to practice, is to sell her body. So now she is requested, after meeting with the Lord, to gain her forgiveness. She quit this defiling job. She was able to overcome this. If she thought so much about what is going to happen in the future, how I'm going to survive, and she focused on the fear of, I am not able, I don't think she would be able at all to gain the forgiveness of her sins. She thought of, I will go to this person and gain forgiveness, doesn't matter how things will go after this. I am sure that the one who is going to forgive me my sins will take care of my life. The fourth issue of fear that this woman was able to overcome was the fear of being unacceptable by the Lord. It is known that if this woman, who is categorized as a sinful woman in the city, person defined with the sin of sexual immorality, if she touches any person, this according to the law, this person is like you become defiled with her, like touching a dead person. So now this woman was going and trying to not to approach the Lord from far, but actually to touch his feet and kiss his feet and wipe them with her hair. By doing this, she might have thought that, how am I going to do this? I cannot do this to a holy man like this man Jesus. How am I going to approach him? How am I going to touch him and kiss his feet? But she didn't think this way. She focused so much on her need and his love and his mercy. How many times we feel like, I cannot take communion. I am not worthy with the thing, like I am defiled, I am full of sin, and I cannot come and approach the mystery. I deny myself being sanctified, and on the thinking that I'm going to defile the Lord. No, my brethren, when we touch him, we do not defile him. We cannot do, but actually, he purifies us. This is exactly what happens when we touch him. Don't think so much about what's going to happen when you come and take the mystery. Think of, okay, I will come with love and repentance, and I will partake from it. Not because I am worthy, but because I am in need, and I love him. This is exactly what this woman did. So here, the lesson that this sinful woman is giving to all of us today, don't give up to fears, because if you give up to fears, you will never gain forgiveness. This woman was able to overcome the fear of being rejected by the people. The fear of a change and inability to being committed to a new life. The fear of being unable to survive after giving up her defiling job, and the fear of being unacceptable by the Lord. Then the question is how this woman was able to do all of this, to overcome all of these kinds and issues of fear. The first thing that she had faith. Faith meaning she trusted in his mercy. She knew that he is able, he is willing to accept her, and he will accept her. He will never deny her the opportunity. She will come to him, and for sure he is going to cast her out. Her faith also was put in action, was working faith. It's very easy to say, very hard to do. Like what we hear over and over here in around us in the culture, that only believe, as if belief is something in, on the kind on the level of the intellect. My brethren, we wouldn't be more better than Satan. He also believes on the level of the intellect. So her faith was working faith. She came out from her comfort zone, being like working as a harlot, feeling pitying herself into doing something. She bought the fragrant oil, entered the house with boldness, and she manifested humility by washing the Lord's feet and wiping them with her hair. So her faith was working faith. It was living faith. Otherwise, if she only stays at her home and say that, Lord Jesus, I believe in you, then I am saved. This would be something actually that we would be laughing at. Nobody will ever know about this woman. She will never gain forgiveness by staying in her house doing nothing and declaring faith, which is a dead one. Also, her faith were working through love. This is what St. Paul was saying. Her love to the Lord was manifested in how she kissed his feet, and also by her tears that she poured also on his feet. She loved him so much, and his love also declared how much she believed and her faith was working. So this woman is an example of faith working through love. What is still in need? Grace. This is to be added to the combination. Her faith working through love added to it grace that granted her forgiveness of her sins. This is the recipe. This is what today the church is telling, is teaching us. You want to gain forgiveness? Then this is what you should be doing. You want to overcome your fears? This is what you should be doing. Believe, your belief should be working, and then you love the Lord. His grace will be working with you in order for you to attain salvation. Remember this verse, therefore if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. The Lord freed her from her fears. You will be acceptable, you will be granted forgiveness, and I will secure you, you will never be in need. This is the message. We need to believe in Him, and our belief should be working through love in order for us to be freed from our fears. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.